And as you are breathing and breathing your moment in, consider that you are blessed and you are loved, and that you are here with this family. And just being with us together has created something that hasn't been created before. This weekend has not existed, and we have not been together. Yeah. So we have created something new and something wonderful, a deeper and further connection across the globe, involving new old souls and perhaps new people who have never heard Kryon before. So as we close out with the final channel, bring your hand to your heart for a moment and let's just feel that. Feel your gratitude for being alive, and able, and part of this family of light. You are part of this family of light. We do this together. We awaken together. We heal together. And we send our light, our heart coherence, out into the world together. And with appreciation, compassion, gratitude, and caring, we welcome the messages of Adiranda and Kryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you again one last time. Here we are in virtual reality, New York City. You know, we wish to tell you a little story about New York City. Our vessel Marilyn has had her life changed twice in New York City. For you see, it is the city of change. It is the city of all approach. It is the city where everything is possible. Well, we know everything is possible everywhere else too. But for some reason, it is magnified in New York City. So as you understand, we'll tell you a little story about our dear vessel, Marilyn, and her experience in New York City. She was 29 years old and went to New York with a girlfriend. And her and her friend were from Parsons, Kansas. Can you imagine? These two young girls not having a clue what to do, how to manage, that they just went to New York for 1 week. They did not know what to do or how to do it. Yet they were divinely protected, just as you are in every moment of your world. How? They were standing on a street corner with all their maps of the subways and all their maps of the city, trying to get out to the Statue of Liberty, the great call of the world. And this huge, according to the vessel Marilyn, very scary fellow, who was probably 6'5" and maybe weighed 300 pounds, very not fat, big and muscly and scary looking, with big chains coming off of him and all of that. He said, "Girls, get over here." And the two girls, who are both 5 foot tall, looked at each other and he said, "Get over here now." They were both trembling. They worried about the vibration from the earth because they were trembling so much. And they walked over to this giant of a fellow. And he said, "Girls, do not pull your maps out on the corner. You look like tourists. And then you could be a target for someone that is not quite as nice as me. Figure out where you're going in your hotel room and then ask the front desk for direction and they will guide you. Now, where do you want to go? He was the nicest fellow. And the vessel Maron thought, do we tip him? Do we give him money? What does he want? And she started to reach into her pocketbook for money. And he said, I just want you to be protected. And they went on. You see, if you believe that you will be divinely protected, you will be. And the universe will actually rearrange itself to accommodate that protection. Another incident. Another time, the same trip to New York. There's story after story. They'd always heard about people being sneaking into the subway. So they thought they'd try it on one pass. Do not ever do that. There are subway police everywhere. So the subway police flagged them down. And they said, we didn't know. We thought it was fine. We didn't know. We'll pay the fine. Do we need to go to jail? And they were very scared. However, the subway police asked where they were from. They said Parsons, Kansas. And this subway policeman that looked very stern at first said that his grandmother was from Parsons, Kansas. Now, what are the chances of that? So he let them pass with a stern reminder of the law. So even when you are learning about new laws, you will still be protected. And that is what we want you to remember. Everything is possible. You are always protected if you believe that you are. If you believe that you are not, and that everything is going to go wrong, then that is possible too. As that comes through, remember those two stories. We could tell you more. The Vessel Maryland has been an experience of stories. For you see, our dear Vessel Maryland is a way shower. She helps others find the path while she is out front, cutting her way through the jungle of humanity. She knows she is divinely protected always. As are you. So in what instances in your life have you felt divinely protected? Look around. Think back to those existences. Think back to that energy. What kind of protection have you experienced, dearest ones? That were mystical, that were an event that you could not explain, where you knew that source, you knew that light, you knew that God or the universe or whatever you call that energy that is within every cell of your field and your body and everything else is your divine protection. So that allows you to grow, allows you to learn, and allows you to realize that there is no mistake in this world. That everything is placed in your path for the divine evolution of you. Why not? Everything is possible. For with that energy and with that frequency here in the city of possibilities, here in this vibrational frequency that none other have ever seen or experienced, what is possible in your world? That is what we ask. It is truly exciting to think about. When our vessel Marilyn asked us what the message was about in her meditation this morning, we reminded her that New York and Los Angeles were two of the most attacked cities in the world in every movie possible. The aliens, the big gorillas, the Godzillas, all those energies either attack Los Angeles or New York, and we've been in both cities in the past 2 weeks, virtually. Why do you suppose that is? It is because the city, this frequency that you are living at, if you are here in this part of the world, and if you're not here in this part of the world, you're at least here virtually for this moment in time. That is the change maker of the universe. To remind yourself that your intention is the most magnificent creative life force on this planet and in this galaxy. And if your intention is to live 100% of the time through love, with love, from love, about love, then everything is possible. So it becomes so. That is the key, dearests. That is who you are, where you are, how you are, and what is happening. Now we ask you to reach inside to touch your soul and remember to be the love that you are at your core. And to remember to see the love in all others that is the same as your core, love. For we see into your heart and we see the willingness to build the intention of protection, love, and light. For that is the highest frequency of enlightenment. And so it becomes so. Dearest beings of light, we've been honored to be with you these past 2 days. We will be seeing more of you. Because we love you so much. We love your heart. We love your bones. We love your every part of you so much. And we reach in to touch your soul, to awaken it. Because everything is possible. Namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth channel of four in the meeting that you have scheduled for New York City. It's not a long message, but perhaps one of the most profound of the four. We speak about blocks and filters. I'm going to call this block of no allowance. The block of no allowance. I'll explain that in a moment. You have no concept, none of you, of the depth of compassion and love from Spirit. You just don't. How many times have we sat in front of you and given you the example of the mother and the child? That probably would be the highest compassion in the world. When the mother looks into the eyes of the child for the first time ever. That's the welcome to earth moment. And the child eventually will open its eyes, perhaps just between cries, and see the mother. And what does the mother feel for that infant at that moment? Could you write it? It's filled books. It's made poems. It's greater than any two lovers could feel for themselves. It's a passion and compassion that goes beyond measure in the human spirit. And I give that example because the love of Spirit for you is exponentially more than that. You cannot fathom it. It is too grand, too big. And that's the truth. There is no greater truth than this one. You are loved by the creative source. All weekend long, have you noticed the thrust of the messages from my partner? The ones that would push the envelope of saying, were you here by accident? How did you get here? Was there a plan? Are there others in the universe like you? Is there other life? Is it ascended life? Is there a plan? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You were not an accident. Yes, you were here on purpose. No matter what you think, yes, Spirit knows your name, yes. No matter what you think, yes, your soul, that which is you, is loved beyond measure. You're known by God. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've been told, it's bigger than you think because humanity has not grown up yet. All of you've received is the children's story of the enormity of the involvement of the human spirit and the creative source. The masters who have walked this earth showed you perhaps a compassion that you didn't even think was there. Who's your favorite master? What did they do? I will guarantee it was filled with miracles and compassion and beauty and love. Those are the attributes of the Creator in you. For the masters who walked the earth were all human. They were here all to show you who you could be, what's possible, what's there that you didn't know, what's bigger than you were told. Some of them, not just one, some of them would do this, and it was so big that humans couldn't believe it. They got rid of them. They didn't understand it. Too dangerous to be that powerful. Today, you are starting to see those very attributes in yourselves. How grand do you think you are? And the answer is not very much. You see, there's a lack of allowance. There's a block. You cannot allow yourself to think that high, can you? Some of you have a lot of trouble with receiving. That comes from training. You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to receive things gracefully. Oh, no, no, I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve that. Don't do that. Oh, please don't do that. Oh, you know what you've just told the universe? You don't deserve it. Are you aware of your words when you say these things? Gracious reception of gifts is an art of compassion. Compassion for yourself. When somebody gives you something, they're saying, I love you, here it is. Or even if they don't love you and are giving a gift, they're saying, take this because I want to give it to you. And that's when you would swell up and think, how much do I love myself? Yes, I will receive that. Thank you so much. Thank you for your kindness. And you receive it in all love and probably deservedly. But that's not what you're taught. The big one, how much compassion can you feel from the Creator? How much can you be loved? And the answer is not much. Again, what have you been told? That's not how God works. God doesn't know me. I was born dirty. On and on and on. That's the children's story. Dear ones, you're loved beyond measure. Your name is known by Spirit. And always there is a handout. Literally, a handout. That says, why don't you ask? Why don't you find out? Why don't you do a little research by trying some things to find out if we are there or not? Nothing to do with doctrine, nothing to do with rules, everything to do with a beautiful personal relationship. I want you to learn the difference between compassion and compassionate action. Many of you believe you have compassion for the others around you. And at the level that you believe, you do. But it's not compassionate action. Compassionate action is divine. Compassionate action comes from the soul level of understanding and maturity. Compassion, to many of you, is human. It's something you would have because you're a good person. You see people in trouble, you have compassion for them, you have empathy for them. You may say prayers for them, you may say give energy for them, you may hold a meeting for them. That's compassionate. Let me define compassionate action in a way you'll really understand it. You have an individual who has had many issues that day. Perhaps they've lost their jobs. Perhaps they don't know where they're going to go next. Perhaps the rent is due. It's on their mind. There's anxiety starting to fill them because they don't know what's next. And in walks a friend. And the friend says, I have the best news. I want to share something with you that's just beautiful. And you sit down together and they say, I've had a miracle in my life. I've come into a lot of money. This and that has happened. And what do you do? What does that person do? That person suddenly takes their mind and their soul and combines it and feels all of the joy of the person that doesn't have what they have, who had something beautiful happen. And everything in that person celebrates with them. They go out and have a dinner and they celebrate and they toast that person's success while the other sits there penniless and doesn't know what they're doing tomorrow. That is compassionate action. You see the difference? Now, here's what you don't know. When you start aligning yourself with the beauty of the things that have happened with others, you send a message about the reality you're going to create for yourself. I am telling you, you are building a reality that will bring you out of those issues that are bringing you down that moment, that day, when you spend time, stop your life, and celebrate with someone else who doesn't have what you have, even though you wish you had it. It builds bridges that you don't know anything about. You don't even have names for that yet. This is a maturity of compassion and consciousness that is coming to the planet when you're going to understand how this works. where you start giving of yourself in your consciousness with others, an alliance. Can you do that? Do you have the maturity to stop the worry and the anxiety and celebrate someone else's success when you don't seem to have any at the moment? And if you can, dear ones, you're on your way to understanding the highest compassion that exists, the compassion of the Creator, which has no limit, unconditional it is in every single way. This is what is starting to happen from human to human. When the world right now literally sees what's wrong with old energy, when the world gets together and demonstrates and asks the question, why are we still at that level? We know better. We are evolving. Where is the compassionate action that should be there? We are better than that, and we are frustrated that it's not everywhere. That's what's going on. How much allowance do you have to sit and be loved, no matter what? Because I'll tell you, the more allowance you have to let in this love, the greater is your ability to create the reality that you deserve. Get rid of these blocks, the filter. Ha! Imagine around yourself a bubble. Dear Spirit, let nothing inappropriate or non-benevolent in, so that no matter what is happening to me, I'm always ready to celebrate the other's success. Don't let me get filled with my own problems to the degree that I cannot celebrate someone else's beauty. Don't let that filter, let anything in that's inappropriate to that. Dear Spirit, let the love that is there pour into me in such a way that it fills up this vessel and changes whatever is going on in my life that's inappropriate or not there yet or that I worry about. And let me move forward when the time is right, because it will be right. It will be right. These are the tools of the mature old soul that are starting to begin on this planet, that have far more outreach, profundity, strength, power than you've ever seen before. It's the power of compassion and love. So many listening to this, you know I'm right. And you're saying, yes, but when will the others get it? They're not going to get it until you show it to them. Are you aware of that? You cannot sit back and ask when they're going to get it. You start celebrating other success. You start being with people, learning about them, no matter what's happening in your life. And then you'll find out that what happens in your life because of it is a miracle. This is what I wanted to share with you this day. Times are changing. Things are changing. Paradigms are changing. And you are right where you belong right now in all of this. It's a learning time, a learning curve. And I told you it was coming. Stay the course, as they say. Don't be distracted, as they say. And let the light so shine in your life that others will see it right now. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.